Today is about the power of you.
You will change the world.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast.
Do the damn thing.
Where we talk to visionary dreamers like you about living their best life.
Fulfill the highest, truest expression of yourself.
It's time to step into the past, present, and future with an open and healthy mind. Go! Now let's talk.
Greetings, 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 my visionary dreamers. How is everybody doing on Let's Talk Sunday? This is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, the world, and some real bullshit. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know, us extraordinary folk doing the damn thing the best way we can. And to you newcomers out there, I just want to welcome you to the show. This show, I just talk about just everyday situations. I am a life purpose and wellness coach. I'm a book author. And I am a card reader, oracle card reader. I probably left out a few things, but that's who I am. And this is my purpose in life. And today's topic, we're going to talk about finishing what you start. I'm learning to get my intros down a little bit faster for you guys. But I want to thank all the people that's been tuning in since the beginning, that always come back and show love and share the show, connecting with me on IG, on YouTube, and for Chronicles of Living Without the G, and buying the books and purchasing the books. I just have to say thank you first, guys, because I really do appreciate all of your support in whichever way you support the show, the books, regenerating me, whatever. So without further ado, let's get to the topic. Finish what you start, guys. Finish what you start. I know I'm not the only one, guys. And disclaimer, this show is not just for you. It's for me, too. So when the messages come out, I listen back and I get nuggets from it as well. So that's my prayer. So, you know, we go through life and we can become very busy. You know, life can be busy without you even working at making it busy. It just can get that way sometimes. Well, that's if you are working towards some things, if you are, you know, setting goals and if you're going after your visions and your dreams, if you just have a family, if you even friends, you know, loved ones, you have any type of loved ones around, sometimes you could get caught up in their busyness if you're not busy, you know, just in helping people and things of that nature. And you can have all of these great intentions on the things that you want to do, want to accomplish in life, and you could just find yourself getting caught up. You know, I do that a lot. I mean, I'm kind of used to that. I'm learning how to pull myself back, though, and communicate that when I do pull it back, if I'm doing anything for anybody or if I'm doing anything with anybody, I'll have those moments and I'll be like, oh, wait a minute, let me pull myself back because my plate is getting really, really full. And I gotta, like, you know, take little pieces of the pie so that way it'll benefit us all as a whole in a great way. But sometimes, guys, some of us, we just will keep going and letting the plate get higher and full and full until you just, you know, get so overwhelmed, you become frustrated, and now you're taking that energy out on whoever is in your face. Let's say it that way. You know, we're not robots, guys, even though they want to make us robots. Sideline joke. But some of you will get that. But, you know, they want to replace us with robots and things of that nature. But nevertheless, us as human beings and spirits and souls, we all have missions. We all have purpose. We all have assignments in this time, space, and reality. And because of that, we want to finish what we start, guys. You know, you might look at some things as small, You know, let's say, for instance, say you have plans to clean your room, you know, and you start cleaning your room, you start organizing, you was all amped up, like, I'm gonna really get my room organized today. And then all of a sudden, somebody knocks at the door, or somebody calls you, or somebody texts you. You can even get caught up on texting. Or if you are a social media person, you get a notification that you just feel like you have to look at. And you get sidetracked. And next thing you know, an hour went past, or maybe 2 hours. Or, you know, you just get so caught up that all of a sudden you walk outside of your room. Rather, you met somebody at the door, somebody stopped by, or, you know, you on the phone and the conversation is just that deep. And then here you are an hour or two later and your room is still a mess. And now you don't even feel like cleaning it up. Now, I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. And if you're lying if you say I am. That's something that you would think of as a small thing. But in reality, when you are not disciplined in completing the small things, how is it that you think you can be disciplined in completing big things? You get what I'm saying? How is it that you think that you really can take on a whole lot of tasks all at one time? And like, again, I'm speaking to myself too, guys. I do it all the time. I just fill my plate up, and I have my son here and he pulls me back like, Mom, you're doing too much. So I think that Spirit put this topic on me for a couple of reasons. One, there is, I believe, a full moon tomorrow on the 22nd. Is it tomorrow or the 27th? Something like that. It's coming soon. And supposedly what this full moon is bringing is order. It's bringing the energy of order. It's bringing the energy of organization. You know, the new moon is where you basically start something. And the full moon is when you are supposed to be in that whole completion mode, or, you know, tidying up some things, or whatever your dreams, your visions, and your intentions that you put out there in the world, in the universe, as long as it's good for you. Hey, it could be bad too. When that full moon comes around, you need to go and revisit that and see how is it that you can get it to come to completion, or at least get it going, you know. For me, I would say what I've been really working on hard is my Regenerating Me boutique and putting all the pieces together so I can so that I can get it to a point where it's flowing and I can just go in my few days during the weekend, but handle all of my other projects and ventures throughout the week, you know. And I'm almost there. Kind of woke up this morning and I just had this whole order of how everything can flow better for me, and I'm so excited to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And so that's what this energy is about. So if you're feeling like, you know, that you need order in your life around now, if you're feeling like, wow, I really need to organize my house, I really need to color coordinate my closet, or, you know, things of that nature, I need to clean my car out and get that organized, that is why. Because the energy of this full moon, you know, all before this, it's been real kind of, I don't even know the word for it. It's just been so kind of spacey. I would say that the energy's been a little spacey, as into just pieces, just, if you can imagine, like pieces just flying in the air and you see in the pieces, but you like, how do I put this together, you know? And then now in these next few days, you're going to feel the energy of, I got it. Yeah, that light is just going to hit, because I know it did for me this morning. So if it did for me, I'm sure it will for you. But because a lot of you guys out there might not think about the energy of what the planets or the moon or the universe and how it affects us, maybe you might notice now just because I'm saying that. But nevertheless, that is what we should all be doing at this point in our lives. You know, we've been through a lot this last year and some change. And I truly believe that, I will keep saying this, you know, as much as I think of it, that this whole pandemic has come, as crazy as it sounds, to help us to get ourselves in order mentally, physically, financially, anything that we were, I'm going to use the word lack in this situation, that we were lacking, any area in our lives that we were lacking in as far as taking care of ourselves, taking care of our business, taking care of our family, taking care of, you know, any of our loved ones. I believe that this is the time, it's still the top of the year, that we need to really sit with ourselves and be serious with ourselves and set goals and achievable goals, not big goals like me. Not the crazy goals that you just be like, anybody else will look at and be like, are you crazy? Like, you're never going to do that. But I always do. But the achievable goals to you, the things that you can feel like you can grasp, you know, that's how you really achieve your goals, guys. Like, for instance, say if you are working on your credit. And you look at your credit and you're looking at, it's just no way that I can clean up my credit in, let's say, 3 months, okay? If you look at your credit and you look at the smallest thing that you can do and you start there, then guess what? It's going to encourage you once you take care of that small thing and then do the next amount and the next amount. And or even if you're not paying it off, or if you're like me and you're disputing some things, you know, you're sending a letter out, you know, you organize your week. Okay, this week I'm going to, you know, send letters out, or I'm going to make sure they fix my addresses on my credit, or, you know, whatever. But you're going to cut it up in slices and just focus on one thing at a time. Look at it as a whole, but look at your situation and see how is it that you can get from point A to point B without being frustrated, without feeling overwhelmed. A lot of times, I say this a lot on my show, a lot of times we look at the whole pie and then we get so discouraged that we just don't want to handle it, and we'll put it off. And, oh, we're going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow turns into next week, next month, next year. And you're still, you know, faced with that same thing that you never got to. You never completed. You started, but you never completed. And it's like this little fly flying over and buzzing in your ear like, you know, you need to go ahead, get back in that room and finish it up. You need to really finish getting it organized. Because going back to that disruption, rather it was that phone call or that social media notification or whatever it was that distracted you from when I was talking earlier about you completing cleaning your room. Now you're sitting up there and it's like you're adding to what is already unorganized in your room. Because if you put it off the next day, then we already know the next day might be busier than yesterday. So therefore, you're going to just wind up piling the things up on whatever it is you already cleared out the way. This is how it goes, guys. I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not. So don't act like you perfect over there, okay? I know y'all share in this, and it might not be the bedroom. It could be any other room in your house, you know what I mean? Or it could be any in your office, you know, like, you know that you need to get organized with your paperwork. You know you need to get your files together. You know, even if you at home, your personal information. I know, like, I've been shopping a lot because of my boutique or whatever, and receipts. I normally am pretty organized, but I just been running. And today I had to take something back, and I just was like, I don't have a receipt. And I couldn't remember what card I put it on. So I was like, tried 3 different cards at Home Depot before I got it right. But that's all because I kept saying to myself, oh, I'm going to get these receipts organized and I'm going to, you know, put them in a separate envelopes like they're supposed to be so that I could keep track of everything. But again, life can become busy and you can get caught up. And before you know it, something that could have took you a little bit of time to complete is taking you a longer time. And now you have this, you know, this feeling in your gut that it's like, you're dreading it, you know? So, you know, I'm not going to make this show real. Let me not say that, because every time I say that, I go real long. But I just want y'all to get it. You know, we're still at the top of the year. I really am in disbelief that we're about to be in March already. So this even more of the reason why, guys, we should really buckle down and look at your life, period. Look at your life. Look at your life in every aspect of it, every aspect of it, and ask yourself, what is it that I can do today? Let's say an hour a day, okay? Or maybe let's say an hour, 2 hours, 3 days a week. Let's do that. Let's do that. Yeah, I'm going to challenge you guys. Let's say 2 hours, 3 days out of the week, and write you a list of things that you know you started, but it really needs to be completed. I don't know what that looks like for you. I know what it looks like for me. And just be honest with yourself and sit down, look at each thing and prioritize it. I mean, seriously, seriously prioritize it. Like, what is it? And what I mean by prioritizing is, what is the, how are these things going to benefit you? Look at that first. How are these things going to benefit you as you complete them? That's how you can prioritize it. So if, in fact, you, and I'm going to say looking for a house, because I've been, all my little, my family members and friends, everybody's like buying a house around this time, or they bought the house, or they just, you know, they sharing pictures of their house. Like, it's like, you would think during this time, nobody will be buying a house, but it seems like everybody's buying a house. So, you know, like I said, when you prioritize, and let's take that for example, you know, say, for instance, you bought your house. Okay, let's say that, because I have a couple family members that just bought their house. I think one is about to go to closing this week. I'm keeping her in prayer. And so, you know, if you just bought a house, you got all those rooms to get organized. You're moving. You got boxes and all of those things. So what would be the priority is, of course, you're going to, you know, you're going to get your kitchen together because you got to eat. Right? You got to eat every day. You got to know where things are. Right? But even more so, you're going to get your room together because you need to be able to grab your clothes. You need to be able to find your shoes and your underwear and all of those things. Right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you have your living room and your dining room, if you know, depending and all of that stuff. But you don't have to have company. That's not a must. The company can wait. Right? And you get your personal space together first, because if your personal space is together and where you eat at is together, you can function better, right? Because now you come home from work and you're comfortable. You can walk right in your room and you're comfortable, which means that you can sleep better. This is what I mean by prioritizing, as until what's going to benefit you the most. You got to eat. You got to sleep. You got to be comfortable. Right? You don't have to entertain right away in your new home. So if you look at it in that way, even if it is, you know, your office space and things of that nature, if you look at it in that way, and you know, you're dealing with clients, and you know, you got papers all over the place, then you know you need to get your clients' files together and in order first, so that way, as you're receiving calls, you could just bam, just grab their file, as opposed to getting some other things in order, you know? But use your own discretion as into whatever it is that you're doing, in life that you started, but you didn't complete, use your own discretion. Like, for instance, my son, he's writing a book. You know, he started his book and actually started during the pandemic and he ended at 400 pages. And now he just got a new job. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to need you to still complete what you started because, okay, you get off at what, 5? So you got the rest of the day. So I'm going to need you to take a couple of days. And yes, he is 22, but this is what I practice. And this is how I raised him, you know, and any other kids that I had a hand in raising in some type of way and it was a part of their life. These are my students that I've taught. These are the things that I teach them. Don't start something unless you're going to finish it. I don't care what it is. If it's a sports, if it's, you know, you get on a dance team or whatever it is you decide to do. You want to get into art. Even if you don't like it, at least complete it. Complete the class. That way you know you accomplished something. Even if it's something that you wind up figuring out like, you know, I don't really like this. This is not what I really want to do. You got so many people that go to college, complete college, and then get a whole different job in a whole different industry. You got to pay them loans back. But what I can say is they completed tests, right? And trust me, you, they will be able to utilize what they learned in some type of way down the line. If not, if they're not using it, even if they're in a different industry, they still probably using some of the stuff that they learned. Because it happens that way. Everything that we learn, guys, in life, even if we put it on the back burner for a little bit, it always comes back around when we need it the most, whether we realize it or not. It's just that we are so busy moving through life that sometimes we don't recognize it. Sometimes we don't see it, you know? Like, the things that I've done in the past are now coming to help me to get my business together, you know? All of my experience, working at sales, working, doing sales. Now, okay, I have my boutique. I can utilize the customer service and the sales that I experienced, that I've used, that I've worked for, you know, different companies that I've worked for, and I did, you know, answering the phones and doing a little like admin work and filing and things of that nature. Now I have all of that experience to apply it to my business. You know, just like I used to be in music, if you don't know, and I can apply me speaking and recording to this podcast show. Everything in life that we do, guys, we should never take it for granted because it's always going to come into play with whatever it is that you are doing now in the future. Sometimes you just need to tap back into those skill sets. Sometimes you need to remember what it is that you're capable of doing, so that you can apply it to what it is that you are, you know, working on, working towards completing. Don't, guys, don't leave this earth. And I say this a lot, with a bunch of uncompleted visions, dreams, and goals. Do not, because tomorrow is not promised, and we should all know that by now. What is it that you always wanted to do and you started it, but you put it aside because life got in the way? What is it? Ask yourself. And if it's something that's just really, really been nudging at you, but you just keep trying to, you know, shut that voice down, you're doing yourself a disservice, guys. You really are, because you don't know what that thing, with that assignment, that career, that job, that goal, that dream, that vision, you don't know who it's connected to. Meaning, you don't know who you completing that task can bless. Everything that we do, everything that God, the universe, the, you know, creator, places on our heart to do is connected to other people, whether we realize it or not. I don't care if it's you doing something and you going to a meeting and say you meet somebody at, say, Starbucks or something for that meeting. And because you're doing what it is that, you know, your business or, you know, your goals, your dreams, or whatever like that, you're doing that and you met that person at Starbucks. On your way out, you could run into somebody else that might have needed your conversation, or you needed theirs. Or you could run into somebody else outside of that Starbucks and they can help you to take your business to the next level. Somebody could be sitting right next to you, air hustling. That's what we call it in Philly, air hustling your conversation, your little business conversation. And then when your business conversation is over, they could be in the field that you are you're in, and can just tell you, like, listen, I don't mean to pry into your business, but I overheard you talking about that. You know, you are looking for an investor, and, you know, I'm just on a break, but yeah, I'm an investor and I would like to hear more about your business. Bam. The other person that you was talking to had to think about it. But this person that was ear hustling your conversation, because you're moving into the things that you're trying to complete what you started by any means, meaning, you had this dream and you might have stopped because you didn't feel like you was financially prepared to go forth with y'all. See where I'm going with this? You wasn't financially, in your mind, you wasn't financially prepared to complete this vision that you had. And therefore you was meeting with someone to have coffee and to talk about them investing in your dream, your vision. But they were like, okay, I'm going to think about it. But yet the person that was sitting kind of close to you that was air hustling is this big investor that's what they do. They look for small businesses or startup businesses to invest their money in. I'm telling you guys, stuff like that happens in this world. When you get on a mission and you're serious about what it is that God or the universe creator has put on your heart to do, and you're working and you're doing your best. And when you get to that point and you feel like, wow, it just seems like I'm hitting a brick wall, but you keep your faith and you keep moving the way you can move. You keep doing the things that you know you can do out of nowhere. Bam, there it is. Somebody will come along that can help you take it to the next level. But how would you know that if you stop? How would you know that if you put whatever it is that you've been wanting to do aside till tomorrow, till next month, till next year? How will you know if you don't complete it? If you don't continue to work towards it? And I know, guys, I know, like I said, life can become so, so busy, but I guarantee you, if you really looked at your days and you looked at your past week, what you did with your time, rather be social media, rather be talking on the phone, rather be going to go visit somebody, rather whatever, there is time within that week that you could have took to work on what it is that God put on your heart, the creator put on your heart to do. The thing that you was so passionate about at one time in your life, but you feel like you had to give it up. You can do one little thing every day and work towards it. And then what happens is this. If you do one little thing, just one little thing, by the end of the month, you will have completed so much that you'll look back and be like, oh, wow, I'm almost done. But because we tell ourselves, I don't have time, I'm too busy, I got other things going on, I know, because I do it to myself. And this week I had to sit with myself and I had to say, you know what, I can not go to, I can just say, okay, I'm not coming in a boutique this weekend, guys. I'm going to work from home and I'm going to get some things done. And that's what I did. I wound up staying home, working on, you know, completing my intention candles and getting my vision box kits together. And now I know exactly how I'm moving forward with it. I know exactly how, you know, I'm going to get it out to people, how I can make things easier for myself as I mail out the orders and things of that nature, because I pulled it back. I pulled myself back. I was honest with myself. I realized, like, you're not AI. You're not a robot, boo. You're not a robot, boo-boo. You are a human being. And you can get tired physically, mentally. You know what I mean? You can get tired. So pull it back. Chill out. Put on your little I was listening to my meditation music. I was listening to classical music. Oh my gosh. I was listening to this whole classical 50 songs for like 5 hours. That was like, believe it or not, y'all really need to listen to some classical music. I do it every now and then. And I used to, you know, let my son hear when he was a baby and when he was in my stomach and all that stuff. It's probably why he's smart. But I'm telling you, it just really gets your brain moving. It really puts you in a certain zone. Between that and, of course, my meditation music, my frequencies, but I was starting to fall asleep with that, so I had to switch it up. But little things like that, guys, switching things off, switching your notifications off for social media. I don't have that issue, but I know a lot of people do. Switching off, you know, putting your phone on airplane mode or whatever like that for notifications from people that's calling you or whatever like that. Just shutting it down. Shutting it down and focusing on what it is that you really want to do with your life moving forward, with your goals, your visions, and your dreams. Really, really honing in on that and not using the way things are going in your life as an excuse, because we all have 24 hours in a day. And you cannot tell me that if you got people like, yeah, they have staff and all of that, or Oprah Winfrey or Tyler Perry, or, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's got all of these businesses, the owner of Amazon and all of this stuff. Yes, they do have workers. But you know what? Because they have workers and people and departments and all that, their time probably is not probably is way more, I don't want to say serious. I don't even know the word to use, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. Like they really, really have to manage their time, because the more you have to manage your time, the more responsibility you have. So if you don't have that much responsibility, if you're not a person that's, you know, getting billions and millions and got all these big old companies and corporations, I mean, big ones. I'm not talking about small businesses, but I'm talking about big ones. Then there's no excuse for you. None. None. Zero. Zooch. Zero. It's just about you settling down and allowing yourself to get in a headspace. Allowing yourself to get in the headspace. Hear what I'm saying? Allowing yourself to get in the headspace that you need to be in so that you can move forward with your dreams, your visions, and your goals and see them through to completion. Map out your timing. Map out, you know, yeah, you're going to still, you have your time for your loved ones and all of that stuff. You can still do that. You just have to map it out, guys. Just like if you got a job, you go into your job, then most of the time, whoever you're working for has certain assignments for you, certain times that you do certain things while you're on the job. And you know that, you know it like routine. So why is it that we have such a hard time applying that same discipline to ourselves? Why? Because we're not paying ourselves? Come on now. We more important than the people that we working for. I will hope you would believe that. That you're more important that than the people that you're working for. Yes, they do sign a check for you and you do get money from them, whether it be clients, customers, your job, your boss. Yes, you do. But at the end of the day, you are more important because guess what? If you can't show up for yourself, how can you show up for other people and be 100% on your A game? If you can't even show up for your doggone self. That's corny. Yeah, I'm using that word corny. Yeah, it's telling my age. We got to start showing up for ourselves, guys. We got to start looking at ourselves as being important, more important. You know, rather be with our health, wealth, you know, anything. Because as they say, you got to put the oxygen mask on you first before you can put it on anybody else. You know, don't wither away, guys. Worrying about getting everything else done for everybody else. Don't wither away. Don't wither away. Don't. You are very important. Each and every last one of you guys that's listening right now to this show. You are very, very, very important. And I need you to acknowledge that, to recognize that, to know that, to feel that, and to act on that. You're important. You're enough. And you need to just start doing the damn thing the best way you can, knowing that you have all the tools that you need to complete your dreams, your visions, and your goals. You have them all for now. Let's say it that way. And the things that you think you need will come when you're ready for them. Rather be supplies, rather be help, rather be whatever it is. They will come when you're prepared and when you're ready for them. You know? So I got to pep talk myself into that a lot. Be like, I need some help. No, I just need to stop trying to do so much. That's what it is. All at one time. So guys, I'm going to leave y'all with that. Pull it back, guys. Pull it back. Sit with yourself. And start prioritizing, start writing down, really pull out that pen and pad. A lot of us try to keep so much in our head. Come on, can't do it, can't do it. I don't care how old you are. It's just too much going on in life for you to sit up there and retain things in your head. And if you try to retain it in your head, you're not going to remember every detail about it. I have so many notes in my phone, it's ridiculous. Sometimes I'd be sitting there typing notes for freaking doggone 30 minutes just to make sure I got everything that's coming through my mind so that when it's time for me to go back and go do whatever it is that I need to do, I won't forget. And I'm very detailed about it. And that is how that's how I get so much stuff done. A lot of people don't realize that's how I really get things done. I write everything down. You know what I mean? I put them in different folders. I prioritize it and all of that stuff. That's how I'm able to complete a lot of my visions and my dreams. So guys, take it from me. That is experience right there talking. It works. It works. It works, guys. Write it down. Prioritize. What is benefiting you the most out of what it is that you want to do? What will benefit you the most first? Because if it benefits you, guess what? It's going to benefit your loved ones. That's what's going to happen. It's going to trickle on down like a domino effect. So, guys, I'm going to leave y'all with that right there. Finish what you start, guys. I don't care what it is. Rather it's something in the arts, performing arts, a job, a career, vision, dream, goal. Rather it's a relationship, whatever. Whatever it is that you know in the pit of your stomach, you really need to complete it. Complete it. It could be a conversation. You know what I mean? That you started with somebody and got interrupted and you had to let go and you forgot and it's a week later, you know? But finish it. Complete it. Get in that habit of completing things. Be more disciplined with you because you're important. You really are. And what it is that you have in your heart to finish is very important. It's very important, guys. So that's it. This is Adion your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, the world, and some real bullshit, y'all. And you are tuned in to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. Us extraordinary folk over here doing the damn thing the best way we can. Make sure you follow me on IG at Chronicles of Living, LIVIN. And YouTube as well. I'll be back on there. Go look. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of content on there. You can go check out and share with people. I really would appreciate that. I love, love, love you guys so, so much. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you next Sunday. I love you guys. Peace.
The Chronicles of Living.
We can be whatever we dream.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Chronicles of Living podcast, where you find only the highest vibrations. Remember, you are extraordinary. And if you're pursuing your dreams, we're proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live.
Something better is always possible if you're willing to work for it and fight for it.
Stay updated with Adion by visiting chroniclesofliving.com or stay connected through social media by following @chroniclesofliving. Until next time, your dream pusher, Adion.